So there are 100 people or more in this room. My goal is that each of you will get at least one or two friends, maybe five, and all of you plus your friends will intervene in the SEC process in order to be sure the public interest is satisfied. Intervention is one of those words that tends to make you glaze over and, you know, what's it mean? It's a legalistic word, it's mumbo jumbo. I like to think of it in terms of a classroom. So let me give you an image that hopefully you can take home with you. Imagine you're a teacher and there's a free period and all the students are sitting in a room and you walk by the door and you see two of them, a bully and somebody who is elected to class office. You see the two of them walking away with the teacher's desk. So what does the teacher do? The teacher opens the door and intervenes. The teacher intervenes in a bad situation to make it better. That's how I'd like you to see the SEC. You have Eversource Northern Pass, the bully. You have well-meaning, but as Will Abbott said, sometimes blissfully uninformed public officials who are all set to say yes to a project that should not have a positive approval. So what does the public need to do? The public needs to open that door, be the teacher, come in, and intervene. So that's intervene. What does intervention mean in the SEC context? Will described the process of giving public comments. I look at the faces in this room, we've all been to Concord, we've all been to the DOE proceedings countless numbers of times. We've given comment after comment. Giving comments is important, but giving comments doesn't always produce the results you want in a political or regulatory process. Intervention is something bigger and more powerful and more structured than giving comments. It's a tool that you can use to have a seat at the table to protect your interests and to shape the process. In a word, if you intervene in the SEC process, you become a party to the proceeding. You're not just sitting on the outside saying, hey, I think this, I think that. You're actually a party to the proceeding. So your name is on the service list. You get to do all sorts of things I'm going to describe, some of which can be really fun and effective. And you're at the table when it counts. So you're a party. A commenter sits on the outside and lobs in ideas. If you intervene, you are at the table, just like Northern Pass is at the table. Why should I bother to intervene, you might say? I think there are three reasons. The first reason is many of you have property interests or other interests you want to protect. As I said, if you intervene, you're at the table. Who else is going to look out for your interests when they're talking about where to put those towers or whether to bury them and your property looks out at them? You want to protect your interests, be at the table. Number two. If you intervene, and if you meet my challenge, and hundreds of you intervene, you make a really strong political statement. This is a transmission line. It's a snake threaded across New Hampshire. It's not like a single plant in a single place that's got 10 neighbors. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of neighbors, thousands of people affected by this project. If we can get a sufficient number of those people to stand up and intervene, then we're telling the politicians, we're telling the regulators, we're telling others in the political process, it means something to us. Third, if you intervene, and if you do so effectively, and it's too bad we don't have all day because Ken has done this before very effectively, you can shape the outcome. You can make a difference. We don't have time to get into tactics and strategy, but using the tools available to you, you can do a lot to make it very, very hard for the SEC to say yes to this project. Do I meet the tests to be an intervener? Simple answer is all you have to do to intervene is have an interest that is different from the general public, a special interest to do with your situation in Northern Pass. Again, those are mealy-mouthed words. What do I mean? Do you own property that looks out at the power line? Do you have property that's going to be crossed by the power line? Do you have a business who's going to be affected because the power line may put a hit on tourism and the like. Do you have a special interest that somehow makes it different from being just a general member of the public? If the answer to that is yes, then with various technicalities that you know, Bob could correct, if the answer to that is yes, you're going to be able to intervene. There's a caveat to that, which is the SEC has got power to say no to an intervention if the interests of justice are not served, or if there are so many of you that you complicate the orderly nature of the proceeding. My own view is if you are property owners or business owners with specific interests, you will be able to intervene. How do you intervene? You write a letter. Hi, my name is Martin Murray. I live at 100 Transmission Boulevard. My property overlooks the power lines. If you build this thing, it's going to hurt my view. It's going to ruin my property value. It's going to impair the future use of my property. Thank you very much, Martin. That's enough. There are some technical rules about you know, who you got to address it to, who gets copies when you file it, but that's enough. All you got to do is say, I've got a special interest, here's what it is, and I'm entitled to intervene. Once you've intervened, what happens next? What can you do? You can do nothing. You can just sort of hang around and watch the proceeding and say you've made your statement, that's enough. Sandy and I intervened in a PUC proceeding because we tried to get a commissioner disqualified because he was collecting a pension from PSNH and he was sitting in a proceeding that had to do with PSNH. We thought that was wrong. And so we intervened and we said, we think this is wrong. PUC thought it was just fine, thank you. But we didn't do anything else. That's all we did. We intervened and just sat back and watched the rest of the proceeding. So number one, if you intervene, you're not all of a sudden saying, I gotta hire a lawyer, I gotta spend money on reports, I gotta testify. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Number two, if you intervene, you can certainly defend your property. Remember, the SEC talks about citing this line. One line of defense, don't do it for your property. Second line of defense, bury it. Third line of defense, when all else fails and they're saying where the towers go, you are at the table and you can argue about where the towers go. Intervention, very powerful. What other approach could you take? You can take a broader approach, like Ken has taken, like some of the people up at this panel will take. You can use intervention to shape the process. Again, we're not going to get into tactics and strategy, but you can write a somewhat more lengthy intervention request that shows you've got lots of interests that are relevant, and then you can use all sorts of tools to basically be sure every one of these issues is being looked at. You can be the teacher walking into that room at the SEC and making sure that the applicant's telling the truth, the commissioners are listening, and the right questions are being asked. So I keep talking about these powers that you have by intervening. I put in the material, Sandy and I put in the Groton Wind case, and the Groton Wind case was really interesting because regular people, citizens, just like all of us, without hiring lawyers, intervened and did a heck of a good job. Did they win? No, they didn't win. But they did a heck of a good job. They gave testimony. They hired an expert to give real estate testimony. They cross-examined. They did tons of things to do a really good job. If you look at that little, that's called a docket, and that lists all of the things that were filed as part of that proceeding. If you go online and look at it, you can just hit some of those ones we tagged, and you can see what ordinary people can do in an SEC proceeding. So there are five things that I'd highlight that you can do that are relevant as an individual, regular person intervener. Number one, you can give evidence. It's my property, here's how it affects my property, here's how it affects my life, and here's why it's a problem. Give evidence. Number two, you can hire, if you want to, hire an expert to give evidence. Hire a local appraiser, please. If you can get 10 or 15 property owners to have appraisers right in their neighborhood that say, you know, you build this thing, it's going to knock their property down by 40%, that makes a difference, a huge difference. Number three, something called discovery that a lawyer like Bob could describe to you in detail. Discovery is really cool. For the first time in the history of this process, you will have the ability to say, I would like to get from Northern Pass any studies they may have about the costs of burial. I would like to get from Northern Pass the locations they proposed for towers across my land. I would like to get from Northern Pass anything I want relevant to the process. They have to give it to you. Discovery, data requests, key. And guess what? When they give it to you, they got to tell the truth. And that brings up number four, cross-examination. Cross-examination. So as an intervener, you have the right, maybe with other interveners put together in a group, but you have the right to cross-examine. So Northern Pass says, well, burial costs 5 to 10 times as much, and they've given you one study from North Carolina distribution lines that says burial costs 5 to 10 times as much. Now, you know, because you have basic math skills, that that's just not true. So when Northern Pass's expert is on the stand saying burial costs 5 to 10 times as much, you say, well, can you explain it to me? And you go through, ideally with a lawyer, who just can, for the first time, make them say the truth. When they give testimony of their experts, it is under oath, it is subject to perjury, they have to tell the truth. Intervention, huge tool. Last thing, you're a property owner. Guess what you can do? You can request a site visit. Now, I would defer to lawyers like Bob or others in the room. I'm not a practicing lawyer. But if I were an individual intervener, I would most certainly, with 100 of my friends, request a site visit. Because in New Hampshire, like everywhere else in the common law world, property is unique. The impact on my property, your property, is unique to you. Ask these people to come see what the project will do to you before they make a decision. Request a site visit. So, That's the nutshell on intervention. Susan's updates, I'm sure, will, as they have in the past, provide early looks at draft intervention requests so that you'll have models to work from if you decide to. Although, as I said, it's not rocket science. You could write one right on the back of your paper. There will be ideas as to how, this is something I forgot to say. If we get lots and lots of people intervening, one of the things the SEC can do, and almost certainly will do, is try to mash people together in groups. Looking at how they've done this historically, I've been unable to find any principle that would withstand basic intellectual scrutiny. They just sort of mash people together. So one of the things that some of the interventions will do is maybe try to suggest ways in which a more thoughtful effort could be made to combine people. Because if they actually have got 500 interveners, well, it's going to be sort of a problem if every one of them says, I want to cross-examine, or every one of them wants to make data requests. And so they will probably condense them into groups, and we hope those groups can maybe be formed in a way with some proactiveness on the part of the opposition. So in any event, Susan will probably be circulating draft intervention requests, maybe ideas on how groups could be put together, and other tactics and strategies. Please intervene. You're the teacher. They're going to walk off with that desk if you don't. Intervene. Get your friends to intervene. It's an uphill battle, but if you don't fight the battle, you can't win it.